Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Down the right field line. Stay fair. Yes, it will. Here they come. Riley around third. A bases clearing double for Matt Olson.
I mean, that was just such a huge moment in the game last night. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan. And because of that, Braves win, swept the Mets, won last night 7-1. Mets actually walked us 9 times. And, of course, you just heard Matt Olson had that 3-run double. Strider struck out 8 in 6 innings. Braves have now won 3 straight and 7 of 9. We're going to face the Marlins in Miami tonight.
Mm. Hey, what was the exit velocity on that Matt Olson?
Don't start, Bo.
Here we go.
Dave O'Brien had it, and I'm going to have to find it, but Dave O'Brien had a tweet about Olson lately, and I'll go ahead and tell you this first. For this series, Matt Olson has been just absolutely phenomenal. He went 5-for-11 in this series with a home run, 5 RBIs, 3 walks, only 1K. Just absolutely ridiculously good. But during his 20-game on-base streak, dude's hitting .315, .427 on-base percentage, 3 homers, 9 doubles, 19 RBIs, and 14 walks. So he's not striking out. It's a big deal for Matt Olson because when he goes into one of those slumps, he seems to strike out. But you can tell right now his launch angle is right. He has really got that pop. Ali, the series in a whole was phenomenal. The Braves now find themselves only 5.5 back in the wild card. That's what matters. Don't come at me about the division because I don't care about that stupid division at all. In fact, didn't do us any good when we won it in the playoffs with this new format. You're 5.5 back in the wild card. Spencer Strider was phenomenal last night for the second straight start. His last 2 starts, he's pitched 12 innings with 21 strikeouts, only 2 walks, 1 earned run. Before that, Mike, the 4 starts before that, 20 innings pitched, 13 earned runs, 10 walks, 16 hits, and only 19 Ks, and the Braves were 0-4 in those. You get Schwelly, Sell, Strider doing their thing, and it takes pressure off everyone, including who? Grant Holmes and Bryce Elder, because they don't have to feel like they have to be freaking perfect. Just like if Olson and Riley and Ozuna start hitting, we know what Acuna is going to do, but those guys start hitting in the middle, it also takes off pressure off everybody.
Yeah, you dropping names of the starting rotation, perfect opportunity to remind everybody that Grant McCauley will join us at 8:20. I want to ask him about Didier Fuentes making his debut tonight for the Atlanta Braves against the Miami Marlins. That'd be fun to keep track of that series. And you're right, we play the Matt Olson cut coming back from break. There was a point in this game where we felt like we could have broke it open multiple times, and finally Matt Olson did, and it felt like a runaway victory for a lot of different reasons on that front. So it was a fun game to watch, and obviously a sweep is massive, but to your point, You know, you just got to keep stacking series wins, and hopefully they can do that against the Marlins and get right back at it on Monday against the Mets.
One of the moments last night that I thought was just so human, and I loved it, was when Drake Baldwin was up to bat, and he had a 3-2 count. And if he had been walked, we were going to pull ahead. And the look on his face was, I understand this moment,
yeah.
And I am terrified.
It's also where you got the pitch comm issue,
yeah.
Which was maddening because the lid's about to blow off Truist. And they're like, oh, hey, pitch comm, I can't. And I'm like, that's because there's probably 100 decibels going on at that time.
And I'm glad you brought that up because I saw your tweet about it. I saw you were upset about it. And I thought, it may have been Tom Glavine and Frenchie, but I remember Tom Glavine saying it like, having the pitch comm issue really hurt the Mets at that point because Tom Glavine talked about how he got out of his rhythm and he kind of lost the moment and, again, lost all his rhythm. And you saw it. Next pitch, he ends up walking Drake and a run came through.
Yeah. Love to see it, man. Let's go. I'm going to be very careful with the wording here, but some unfortunate news coming across the NFL wire over the last 24 hours, and that is because Cleveland Browns rookie quarterback Shedeur Sanders speeding citation for driving 101 miles an hour. But it wasn't the first time this month. A couple of weeks ago, on June 6th, he got cited for doing 91 in a 65. And I want to get everybody's input on this. This is not a massive story, but it's not a nothing burger. Like, it is some kind of in-between. There's some kind of middle ground. We've talked so much about Shedeur Sanders, and he has done all the right things. He's checked all the boxes, since he has been a part of the Cleveland Browns. I think we've all been there where we've messed up and made bad decisions and had speeding tickets and whatever it is, although, look, that has to end too. But I honestly can't say that I did it even worse a couple of weeks later. Like, it's like, can you learn your lesson and move on? With him being labeled numerous times throughout this draft process and this offseason as having a level of arrogance to him, the fact that you did this 2 weeks in a row, I think, is the more frustrating part of this entire conversation. So,
yeah, there's footage out there too, and the way he carries himself, and it doesn't necessarily say that, hey, I've learned it, I'm good, and I understand. However, that being said, I'm torn on this because I'm not going to sit here and crush someone over something that I've done. Now, I did it once, and I didn't do it twice in like a two-week span. But he is young, and these things happen. The other side is there's a lot of instances out there that we can look back on that this has ended badly when young players, even football players, one in college, one in the NFL, now have made some terrible decisions behind the wheel. So whatever this is, I think Deion will probably get with him. I know Deion's clearly a very active father and talk to him. I'm not saying it's a nothing burger, but at the end of the day, if he really has learned from this and moves on, it will be just a blip.
Yeah, I think that's the frustrating part too. And it's like I said, I don't feel dismissive about speeding tickets. I mean, there's 40,000 car accident deaths per year in the United States, something along those lines. And that's the frustrating part. But again, we've all made the mistake of speeding. Everybody's gotten a speeding ticket. I don't think I've done it 2 weeks later.
I mean, I can't sit here and hear you saying like he did it 2 weeks later and it's inexcusable without admitting I have done that.
Sure.
So I got a speeding ticket, and then 2 weeks later, same spot, same place, got another speeding ticket.
Wow.
But actually, on the first one, I got a warning because I was like, I was just excited to go home and see my family.
Wow.
But it happened because it just seemed like a spot where there wasn't much going on. But I wasn't going 100 miles an hour.
Yeah. We've had this conversation before. I don't want to rehash it, but there's been some dangerous speeds made by some people on this show. I don't want to look through the glass at anybody wearing glasses and it's playing music and sound bites right there. But
You mean the Vanilla Man?
Yeah, the Vanilla Man himself, Speed Racer.
I mean, look, just like you all said, obviously I've had my issues with one issue with going very fast in a place I shouldn't have been going fast. Allie, I'm not sure if you heard this story, but I was
I don't even want you to say the number. It's so bad.
I got to.
It was more than Shedeur was doing. Let's just put it that way.
I was going 116 in a 70.
You're an idiot, man.
Yeah, I was trying to get to work on time. Now, I'm not sure what Shedeur was doing, obviously, but like we have all said, it happens. And
that's never happened to me, I'll be honest.
Yeah. I was trying to get to work on time.
The only time I did that was when I was I paid like $400 to do it at Talladega one time. So that's insane.
The right way to do it.
Yeah, the right way to do it, I guess.
Just to give you a quick recap of how that ended for me, Allie, I got my license suspended.
As you should.
And At the end of all the fines, including the automatic 250 you get for a super speeder, my ticket ended up being a little over $1,100.
Oh, yeah.
But you're not.
And I lost. And I lost all the money I had made over the.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Summer too.
Look, I wasn't going as fast as Dylan, but he's not the only person that's lost his license before on this show. And so, you know, I lost my license.
Did not know that.
When I was 17.
Y'all are crazy, dude.
But I was only doing 88 in a 55.
Yeah, I don't think that sounds as good as you think it does.
No, it doesn't.
It's just.
Well, it does when Dylan says he was 116.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, don't even say that out loud. Like, you should never admit to that.
I mean, but that was, I was 17. Really, and that's why, I say Shador's young. And I understand, you know, but you 2 weeks in a row and to have an attitude when you're getting pulled over, that's where you lose me.
Yeah. Real quick before we go to break, Jair Alexander joins the Ravens. He signed a contract worth a maximum of $6 million, including $2 million in incentives. I think, Bo, real quick, I'm comfortable in saying that he probably would not have taken that money to come here. I think that's a friendly deal for given the situation that he's playing in now.
He wanted to play with Lamar. That's this guy that he played with in college. He wanted to. He openly reported he took less money to play in Baltimore. It's a team that's on the cusp of possibly winning a championship, and he gets to go and play with someone that he's friends with. I mean, I know he won't be catching passes from him, but there's something to be said about being around someone that you have a relationship with.
Yeah, that's going to do it for In the Huddle, and we got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to get an update on what Bo is doing for the tailgate at home. We also got Fair Foul.
Yes, Fair Foul. More than two Braves will play in the All-Star game. Ooh, think about
that's a good
it.
Number.
That's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up. but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.